Reverend Fathers, dear brothers and friends, today is call day. No, not the call you forth you men are expecting. That comes in around 218 days, not that anyone is counting. No, the call in our text for this morning is a call that is unexpected. It is different. In Matthew chapter 4, we have seen our Lord Jesus Christ call to himself a few disciples. On the banks of the Sea of Galilee, he called Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Jesus said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And along the way, he called two more, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. These are four seemingly upright fellows, descendants of Abraham, the people of God. And so we would expect, as Jesus would have himself his Israel, his 12, he would call more upright fellows like these. But Jesus does what is unexpected. For he comes upon a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. A man who is outside the people of God, who is a sinner. This man, Matthew, is a tax collector, you see. He is a sick man. He is a man who is in need of divine healing from a divine physician, a divine specialist of the soul. Our text does not say that Matthew has any physical infirmities, which we might expect, because in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus is healing every disease and every sickness. He is casting out demons, healing the lepers, taking care of his people. But what will Jesus do with this one? What will he do with this sinner, Matthew? He will do that which is unexpected. He will call him to himself. By the means of Jesus' external word, he says, "Follow me." And a man who is stuck in his sins, sitting in them, rises up and follows. But follow to where? First stop, Matthew's house for dinner. The sick of body had been flocking to Jesus, but at this place, in this house, the sick of soul come. The divine physician was making a house call, and his clientele were coming. But it seems that some other physicians, the doctors of the law, did not like Jesus' clientele. They asked his disciples, the Peter, Andrew, James, and John disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus overhears this inquiry and does something even more astounding. He utters some unexpected words. And in doing so, this divine physician Jesus reveals what kind of king the one who is born king of the Jews is. He says to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Jesus quotes the prophet Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6, but only the first part. The second half of verse 6 and verse 7, "Let the Pharisees and us know just who it is that is sick and needs the healing of Jesus. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me." This covenant has been broken by all who are descendants from Abraham. All are sinners. Peter, Andrew, James, John, the Pharisees, Matthew, and you. All have fallen. And according to the diagnosis of the divine Torah, the disease is terminal. Everyone born of the line of Adam is sick, and all will die. And there is no getting out of this death. There will be no hoping in one's own righteousness. You can't cling to your birth as a child of Abraham, or of giving your sacrifices at an altar, or of coming to this place to prepare for a holy office. None of that counts. None of it can cure you from the damnation and death which you deserve. The only cure comes from the one who calls us to follow. Our Lord Jesus Christ calls us this day to hear his gracious, medicinal word. His word is life-giving for those who despair over sin and are faint of heart. Our good doctor Jesus is himself the medicine. For he says this amazing word, "I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners." He has come to call the sinners to himself. The disciples, Matthew, the Pharisees, and you. He calls us to follow and look to the place where he takes upon himself all of our sins, all of our disease, all of our sins. We are to look to the place of his coronation. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews, the title set on his cross. And there at that cross, the pure medicine of the blood of the Son of God flows. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Jesus Christ died, and you are forgiven. Your sins are gone, taken away. But the following continues, and we see a glorious empty tomb and a delivery to his Israel of the means by which all sinners will be healed. His name, his holy baptism, the forgiveness of Calvary delivered and sure without a doubt. And how amazing it is that Matthew is there on that glorious mount, receiving that name, and then going forth as an apostle and evangelist, delivering the forgiveness of sins to an Israel that is lost. And how amazing it is that we too can follow and receive the pure medicine of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. In the name of Jesus, amen.